All right, guys, it's GPD and Shipwreck here at you live at E3 from our fabulous hotel room. Just got back. Whoops, what was that? Just got back from the Sony, I think I'm hearing things, from the Sony press conference where Sony dropped some bombs, some bizoms.
How about that Vita?
The Vita news was outstanding. It blew me away. No, honestly, I thought the entire conference was pretty dull until they dropped the two biggest bombs of E3.
Yeah, the
shots heard across the world.
The no use or use games work.
Use games for everyone.
Yes.
DRM for no one. No always online for no one.
Right. Yeah. And then the $399 price, $100 cheaper.
Right. Works the same way as PS3, and that is just, I'm stunned. I mean, obviously. I think we all predicted that it was going to be exactly the same as Microsoft.
I didn't think it would be exactly the same. Thought there would be some restrictions.
Okay. Right.
But, I mean, Microsoft has to react to this now because there's just no way they can put it out as they have it laid out. They either have to change the price or they have to change their infrastructure.
The DRM stuff. Well, they did say when they posted the latest group of unclear messages about their DRM policy, they did say there was a big thing. A paragraph said, all these things are subject to change at any time, and we appreciate our customers' feedback, you know, the usual spiel. So there's plenty of time for them to change the price and change the DRM. I don't know how likely it is that they would do that, but it seems... You can't not do something.
You have to do one or the other.
Yes.
Because at least one or the other, because you're going to take a huge hit. Like, there's a reason they have it priced at $499. It's because that Kinect is in there.
Yes.
You're going to take a huge hit up front if you change that price.
Right.
So maybe you have to there's some serious math going on at Microsoft right now.
Right. You don't need to use Kinect anymore and have a Kinectless version, but that kills.
No, that they can't do that. They built everything around the Kinect.
Right. Okay. So that's not an option.
That's not an option. I don't think. I don't think we're going to see a Kinect Xbox 360 out there without a Kinect as an option.
Okay.
I think you're either going to see the whole price drop down and then take the hit up front, or you're going to have to take the hit for the long haul and just say, okay, we're at $500. But we're not going to have this used game policy.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen. That's the most likely scenario, because you can't. I mean, you just can't compete with that. The PR backlash is too big, and it can go through the mainstream media. People understand used games. People who don't necessarily know about games understand that you can take a game to a store and trade it in, or I would think that they do if they know anything about games at all. And that's just a huge thing, a huge differentiator that people...
And also, like, with the Microsoft ones, you can trade them in, but at select retailers. So have to know which retailers this are. It's not like with the Sony games where you could just take them to wherever.
Or
you
eBay,
can sell them to your next door neighbor, like, anything. But
the disc has value on PS4, and the disc has really no value. Just a code delivery system on Xbox One. It's really just like a Steam code delivery system. So, I mean, it was huge. And the reaction in the auditorium was just incredible. Like, I think for the most part, people, you know, were having an okay time. But then when that news just dropped, it was excitement.
Yes. Now you are going to have to pay for online play now.
Which we predicted. So we got that right. We got that part right.
So PlayStation Plus, which works across PS3... PS4 and Vita, one PlayStation Plus account, which is a great value already.
Yeah,
for $50 a year.
I don't think people are going to complain. No, definitely nobody's complaining with that other two news dropped.
No one's complaining about the
PS Plus online requirement.
No, they could have gotten away with more there. Like, they really undercut Microsoft in that price.
It's exciting. It's really exciting. Yeah. I mean, I think. You know, I think a lot of people are rooting for Sony. I mean, certainly.
I want to root for a competitive...
Like,
it's better for the consumers if they're both, like, battling it out to, like... Because that's... Sony's going to be taking a huge hit with that $399 price.
Right. They're like, going back to the losing...
Right. Losing on the front end of the console sales.
They're not on the Nintendo plan.
Right.
I wonder how much the no DRM Twitter movement... got made to push Sony to this position.
I don't know. Like, I've said all along that I don't think that Sony was capable of pulling out a plan like Microsoft's, just because they're not built that way.
But they did patent their...
They patented, yeah. But they patented that a long time ago, too. Right, like, right. I mean, you could see it even in the presentation today. Like, they're just not as organized as Microsoft is. Their presentation's, like... skills between the two different... it was night and day. It was
not as tight.
Nearly as tight.
And the bass was nowhere near as good at the Sony press conference.
Like, if you just looked at two different presentations, presentation-wise, the Xbox presentation...
Until you got better. To the Until, super bombs.
Yeah, then you only had those super bombs to drop. I mean, your presentation...
was over at that point, yeah, and you won.
Like, it didn't matter then.
Right.
And it didn't even matter that for the majority of Sony's thing, I was... Yeah, for the... first 45 minutes or so, there was nothing there that interested me,
no,
really.
No, it was very slow. And
there was a lot of buzzwords and, like, people just talking about, like if you actually broke down the sentences they were saying nothing. Like,
right, it's the same spiel that they gave with PS3 and PS2. Oh, motion, but now we can have the ability to have more emotion in the game and greater story and amazing. Everything's fantastic, amazing, incredible, and...
Ultimate and, like... bringing the PlayStation 4 fans and, like, right.
It's just a little too much. Tighten that up a little bit. But it doesn't even matter because the bombs.
Right, right. That's the thing. Is, like, you're going to have all the same 30-party games no matter which system you buy.
Right, right. I mean, except for, like, Titanfall.
Well, that's not a third person. Oh. Third-party games. I'm sorry. Did I say third person? I meant third-party games. You're going to have the same on both.
Well, that's an exclusive, Titanfall. It's an Xbox exclusive.
Oh, right, yeah,
yeah.
Right.
But yeah, I mean...
But for the most part.
Right, for the most part, of course. Yeah, it's huge. And, you know, I'm glad, obviously, that Sony went this route. I mean, it's great for
the customer. Everybody should be glad they went this route.
Yeah, it's huge. And it really sends the right message. I think this DRM is just a waste of time for the most part. I'm glad that they went this way. And it's great for CAG. It's great for people who like to trade games on CAG. And it's great for everybody. And hopefully Microsoft comes to its senses. I mean, think of the target that Microsoft is going to be for hackers now. I mean, if it wasn't going to be big before, I mean, they have to come around. I guarantee it. By launch, they're going to announce something. By Thursday, they're going to announce something.
They have to. I mean, they're not in a position. They're not Apple. They can't live in their own ecosystem.
Not yet. No, they haven't.
Right. They haven't gotten to that point. They can't do this, and people can say that, like, Sony got away with it last time with coming out late and with a higher price, but they didn't. Microsoft got so much more market share.
Right, right.
Like, I'm not talking about, like, they passed Sony worldwide, but they ate into a large share of that.
They've been doing that since they launched the original Xbox.
Right, I mean, and you lose all of that with this. Microsoft wouldn't die. Xbox would be fine, but it would be such a minimal, like, part of the console war. Yeah. Like, it would be, like, the people who just really like Xbox.
Right, right. You're hurting the brand now with this DRM and use game policy at this point. They have to change it. And, I mean, can they pull that together for this week or what? Another announcement?
I think they're a smart enough company that they have contingency plans in place, but I don't think they expected this. There is no way you go into their presentation this morning and expect Sony's presentation to be like it was tonight. Like, I think they had bad information on what Sony was doing.
Maybe, yeah. Interesting.
Or they were just way overconfident. One of the two.
I mean, I'm not, like, upset that the Xbox is $500. I thought that it was going to be that. Yeah.
So
that part doesn't surprise me, I was just shocked. I was like, whoa. I kept, like, waiting for the, you know, it plays used games, but...
Yeah.
And that, you know, and she just kept going down the bullet points. This, and just laying out facts. Look, we can do this. Xbox can't. I mean, it's right there. It's nothing about it. It's just the simple truth. So, I don't know. It's pretty huge news. Should we talk about any other of the games here? We're looking at...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the games, the reason they didn't really interest me, because a lot of them were, like, tech demos still. Like, it seems like... I had heard differently coming in, like Sony was supposed to be further along with their games than Microsoft's
were.
Right,
that was the rumor.
But coming out of the presentations, that seemed backwards. Like, I don't know if that's just because of Microsoft's superior presentation skills.
Well, they also, I mean, like, it was clumsy, the conference. Like, they showed they started off showing the, you know, forget about the Vita, PS3 stuff, but they started showing off all the games that they showed off in February.
And there wasn't really that much more to them for the most part. It was like, here's another 15, 20 second clip that's all
but nothing together. In depth, just like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and they showed that Dark Sorcerer, which is just a tech demo. So looked pretty.
I don't know what that, yeah. Looked I mean, pretty. There's no game there.
The thing that got me interested was the indie games. I thought the indie games
looked really good.
They looked really good. Those look all high quality indie games. And I even called it.
Oh, so funny.
When they started bringing up the indie games, I'm like, those are all going to be like free on PlayStation Plus like within 2 months. And then later and they're like into the thing, they're like, and we've already added 3 of these into the Instant Game Collection.
Yep.
But those all look good. I was excited for those.
Yes, very good.
I liked, they went into the Square Enix stuff, and that was confusing to me. I think they changed Final Fantasy Versus 13 to being just Final Fantasy 15 now. They renamed it.
I don't know.
I forgot that was the action game.
It looked good.
It actually looked like something I'd want to play.
Right, it did look good.
Then they teased Kingdom Hearts 3, didn't really show much of anything
there. That could have been a PS3 game for all, you know.
The graphics on that, yeah. I don't think it's very far along. I think it's just like, you know how far out Square Enix announces games.
Right, right.
They showed Assassin's Creed 4.
And it kept crashing. It kept stalling. Yeah. Hanging.
And it didn't really show anything new. Like, as far as Assassin's Creed games go.
It was similar to what...
It was very similar to the last one, as far as,
ship battles. But there's more ships. Right. I mean, I'm looking forward to that game.
Yeah.
Watch Dogs?
Watch Dogs look cool again.
Yes.
Not much new to say about it. Like,
Mad Max was just a movie.
Yeah.
Elder Scrolls, I tuned out.
And then I guess the big one was Destiny, the game from Bungie.
Right, right.
Started out, looked the pace, like the looks are different. It looks very nice, but it's a different artistic style than Halo. Mm. But still futuristic shooter. And the pacing of it seemed very much like a Halo as far as just the movement and how, like, the rate of fire of the guns. Like, you picked one up and you're like, oh yeah, this is the one that's going to shoot like pop, pop, pop. Right. Or this is the one that's going to be the needler.
Right,
like,
right. It's Halo, Borderlands, Monster Hunter.
Yeah, which sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Like, you get loot, you upgrade your weapons, you fight big bosses. So.
Right. And they also talked about Gaikai.
They didn't have anything to say.
They just said, we're making advancements. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Next year, you'll be able to use it.
Right. You're going to be able to play PS3 games. Even on Vita, it sounded like.
Right.
Which,
yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yep. You know, but none of that even matters because it's all about the two atomic bombs that were dropped right here in downtown Los Angeles. So.
Yeah, I mean, they showed a million games, kind of. Like, but
it doesn't even matter.
It didn't matter. Like, the conference could have been 5 minutes long. It could have just been.
They should have just made it like an hour and then ended it with the price and the news games and then say thank you very much. Like, we love you. Bye.
Just toss the mic on the floor.
Yep.
Jack Trenton.
1 hour.
Just a little dance, little victory dance up
there. Super tight 1 hour. It would just be like, yeah, perfect. But still, it was, you know, pretty winning. Anyway, so I think that's it.
Do you think they had that price like set before this morning?
I will feed my antennae. I will send up my antennae and see if we can find out.
Because that just seems like the thing. Like, they probably had a couple different slides made up. I think they had a choice
I don't know if things work that way. Well, we should ask Michael Packer, and then we'll ask somebody at Sony and find out what the real story is.
Right.
But, all right, I think we should stop talking now so we can upload this and hopefully it'll work. But so tomorrow, what's the next audio boo that people are going to hear? Tuesday, the Store Shards. I have the Nintendo
thing, so we'll do one with the Nintendo.
The software Wii U software showcase or something? Okay. So we'll do one of these tomorrow and talk to you then. See ya.